there's no name on
there. There's no name. Don't tell me that.
The Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbonim, Chaverim, Mechanchim. I think my assignment to introduce my Rav and inspiration for these many years is almost an unnecessary task. Who of us in Chinuch has not been inspired and invigorated by the ideas and ideals that our Rav has transmitted to us and the entire Olam HaCharedi? Greater than anything else is his pristine image of a true Rav, a Mora HaRa'ah B'Yisrael, a leader and a guide. His eloquence of a life filled with rich tradition of East and West. With Chasdei Hashem, spanning the many decades, gives us the good fortune to benefit from his life experience and Torah scholarship. It is with humility and pine I present my Rav, Harav Hagon, Harav Schwab Shlita.
Thank you very much. How to teach ourselves and our children bitochen. This is a very acute topic and indeed extremely relevant at this time, especially in the light of the frightful events which have been experienced by us during the past winter. Even now, though we have emerged from mortal danger, b'chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though we are witnessing great nisim, which we were privileged to experience, we still realize that we are living in a turbulent and explosive world. And we can only survive emotionally by bitochen. So we have to teach our children bitochen at an early age. In order to do that, we first have to learn the art of bitochen ourselves, which is certainly not easy, to say the least. 3 times each weekday, we say in the Shmone Esre, V'sein socho tov l'chol habotchim b'shimcho be'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall give a good reward to all those who have bitochen in your name in truth. When we ask ourselves, is there a bitochen which is not be'emes? The answer is yes. Of course, there is, because whenever I am scared, my bitochon is not be'emes. It isn't true. And even if I boast about it, it has a hollow ring. What does that mean, bitochon be'emes? The answer is in the pasuk, Hine keili she'osi eftoch ve'lo efchot. I have bitochen and I have no fear. Be'emes means the absence of fear. Hashem li v'lo iro. Otherwise, the bitochen is not be'emes. Well, there are some bali mandrega, which are indeed botchim be'emes, who do not know any fear except Yiras Shemayim. So we request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them, those HaBotchim B'Shimcho Be'emes, a Socha Tov, a good reward, which probably means the ability to do some good with their bitochen, to inspire us also with bitochen as well. And therefore, we continue with Simchalkeinu Imohem. Give our portion with them. Ule'olam le'nevosh ki b'cho b'tochno. And forever we shall not be put to shame if we have b'tochen in you. If I claim to be amongst the Bali b'tochen, and I cannot cope with whatever happens because of fear or apprehension, I'm certainly put to shame. In this case, we ask the question, why was Yaakov Avinu afraid of Esav? He certainly was a Baal Bitochen. The Torah tells us, Vayiro Yaakov Me'od Vayitzalo. Yaakov was very much afraid, and it distressed him, which is explained by the Das Kenim Baal Tosfos, Meitzer hoye Yaakov, shoye yore me'esav. Yaakov was distressed that he was afraid of Esav, especially after Hashem Yisborach had promised him, Hine anochi imoch, ushmaticha b'chol asher ta'aseh. He was distressed about the fact that he was afraid. Now, let us compare this to the Rabbeinu Bechayu, who tells us in Shaar Bitochen, the story of a Chosid Echot, Shehoye Lon Bamidbo. He, a Chosid, who used to sleep alone in the desert. Shoal also, they asked him, Ha'enu yore milistim echayos roos, aren't you scared of robbers, wild animals, and so forth? Ve'eshiv, he answered them, Boshani melekim, liro shum nivro, sulose yizborach. I would be ashamed to fear any of Hashem's creatures besides him. So some answers why Yaakov was afraid are given by Chazal. First, he was worrying Shemen Islachlachti Bechet, that he may have had unwittingly committed a sin. In this case, his fear was really Yiras Chet, Yiras Shemaim, which is not a contradiction to Bitochen. Another answer is that the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only for his own personal safety, did not include his wives, his children, all those who accompanied him, which means that I must have bitochen for myself, but I have no right to extend my bitochen to others whose lives and safety are my responsibility. This would explain why Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim in time of famine. Although, as the Ramban remarks, his bitochon should have made him stay in Eretz Yisrael, even in times of danger. The answer to this is implied by the Ibn Ezra, who translate the words hikriv, vahi ki hikriv Avraham Mitzrayimo. When Avraham came close to Mitzrayim, Ibn Ezra explains, ki hikriv es machanehu. He brought his camp, his followers, he brought them towards Mitzrayim, meaning Lot and his family and the 318 chanichim and all his servants for whom he felt responsible and whom he did not want to expose to starvation because of his own individual bitochon, which he felt for himself. But all that brings us back to the original question, even more so. Since we are surrounded by dangers, and since we all suspect ourselves, to say the least, Shemen Islachlachno Bechet, and since all of us have responsibilities for the welfare of those depending on us, How do we become Baalei Bitochon Be'emes? Without fear. In that case, how can we teach that also to our children? Now the Ramban has composed a Sefer Emunah Bitochon, and he establishes a cardinal rule that all Bitochon is based on Emunah. And the proper translation of Emunah, Emunah Bashem, is certainly not the English word for belief, which is a rather shallow expression. But Emunah means absolute conviction. Animamin be'emunah shelema means I'm totally and absolutely convinced. Bitochon b'Hashem is based upon our firm emunah, which is the root of all avas Hashem and all yiras Hashem. Let me explain this briefly. Since nobody can fall in love with an abstract thought, even with the loftiest idea or the most philosophical concept, equally, since nobody can entertain a sense of fear of a mere thought, a mere idea, so Emunah b'Hashem must mean that the Rabbono Shel Olam is a reality, more real than anything else. And now forgive me for using Loshen B'nei Odom. Only if Kaviyochel, the Rabbono Shel Olam is to me a real person, quote unquote, who knows me, who watches me constantly, who has a special interest in me personally, who holds my life in his hands, and who could stop it, chas v'sholem, at any second, who listens to me when I speak to him, even if he doesn't answer, who loves me even if he punishes me. Only then can I feel a deep yearning to come close to him, and at the same time to stand in great awe before him. There's one little word which is the most intensive expression of our feeling of proximity to the Rabbono Shel Olam in all our brochas and tefillas. And this is the word ator, by which we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word ator implies that HaKadosh Baruch is so close, I can say, do thou to him. And I say so quietly, and I whisper it, because he's so near to me, infinitely closer than anybody or anything else. Now I remember when I was a child, some beggars used to come in our backyard with a music box, grinding out the same tune over and over again, doodly 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 do, until people threw some pennies into the beggar's hat to reward him for this so-called entertainment. So at one time, long ago, a famous Hasidic Rebbe, while listening to this sound of doodly-doo, composed a beautiful song, which some of you may have heard. His ears just heard the word do, do, repeated endlessly. So he sang, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Euch ich will dir a doodle singen. I also want to sing to you, do, do, ach du, rak du, no du, only and only you, you, mizrach du, marv du, zofen du, dorm du, shemaim du, eres du, as is mir gut, is du, cholile schlecht, Avada do. If it's, I feel good, it's do. Chas v'sholem not, It's again do, 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 ach du, rak du. This tzaddik had a love affair with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He felt the nearness kaviyochel as if he was able to touch him. And I have a similar example of such dveikus, of one who was really intoxicated with a sense of closeness to the Bora Olam. Some 57 years ago, I had the privilege of meeting the Ben Dina Rov, Rav Chanoch Henoch Levin, was the mechutin of the late Gerer Rebbe, Imre Emes Zecher Kulam Livrocha. His Avas Hashem was legendary. Someone once overheard him whispering to himself, Oy Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ich hob dir doch so lieb. I love you so much. So while Avas Hashem could bring me very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam expounds in the second parak of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, immediately after that, I'm reeling back with fright and terror. Who am I? Who is little me? B'riyesh feilo v'afeilo, full of shame with all my shortcomings, my sinfulness, to be close to him. This, by the way, may explain our swaying back and forwards, mashakor and shockling belaz. During the tefillah, we are pulled towards him by Ava, then we are reeling back by Yiro in awe and trepidation, then we go forward again and back again. This proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atohu Elokeinu. This is the soil upon which Bitochen is growing. The Chazon Ish points out in his Kesovim that Bitochen is not my firm conviction that my wishes will be granted by HaKadosh Baruch. Bitochen does not mean my hopes must come true. But rather, Bitochen means my firm conviction of Hashkocha Protis, that Hashem Yisboach watches over me. He knows all my tzoros, he knows all my worries, he knows all my thoughts, he listens to my tefillos. Whatever happens to me happens because he wants it to happen. Therefore, only good can happen to me. Hatov shimcho ulecho noy lehodos. Kol ma de'ovet rachmona letavovit. It must be good. Certainly, I am mispalel fervently for life, refuah, health, panosa, sholem, and so forth. But immediately afterwards, I put myself completely into his hands. In that spirit, I mekabel ba'avo retzono yisborach. I accept whatever he has decided about me. And then I relax, accepting whatever Hashem Yisborach wants to give or wants to refuse. So I am at peace with myself, because I know Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to trust him completely. And maybe, bischazos, bischus habitochen, if he so decides, he may grant my wishes and make them true, come true. On the posuk in Tehillim, Rabbi Machovim Lorosho, many pains befall the Rosha, but he who has bitochen in Hashem, he will be surrounded, he will surround him with chesed. So the Yalkut says, Hafilo Rosha habotea b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu. Even when a Rosh is betochen in Hashem, Chesed will surround him. The Chofetz Chaim compares God's punishments to bitter medicine for a severe sickness. The patient trusts the physician that he will put a sweet coating over the bitter pill to alleviate the suffering. So he translates Chesed Yisovenu as referring to the medicine. Another example. We are supposed to have charoses in our Seder table, Zechaletit, to remind us of the mud, the bitterness suffered by our forefathers, who day after day had to make bricks out of mud. We are commanded to dip the moro into the charoses. Question. Why is the charoses sweet? Mud isn't supposed to be sweet. It's bitter. Maybe, it should remind us that there were many amongst our forefathers in Mitzrayim, while they are feeling the sharp pain of a yemoru es chayeyem, they dipped their merira, so to speak, into the sweet taste of bitochen. And that took out the poison of the suffering. The poison was yush, hopelessness, which is the opposite of bitochen. Now again, we certainly will ask ourselves, how could we ever hope to reach such a madrege, which belongs to Yechida Segula, to exceptional tzaddikim, abotrim b'shimcho be'emes. But let us not forget, we have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the socha tov for those abotrim be'emes, the good reward, which means that the schus of their unadulterated bitochen should also benefit us. So we have said, v'simchalkeinu imohem, which means their bitochen should rub off on us. And we shall have a chelik in their sechus, together with them. In short, it means that we have to be mispalel for bitochen. It won't come by itself. We must be mispalel, like David HaMelech has taught us, Dorashti is Hashem ve'ononi. Whenever I was seeking Hashem, He's answered me. What did He do for me? Mikol megurosai hitziloni. He saved me from all my fears. This is what bitochen is all about. It. Just as we are mispalel to have the true avas Hashem and yiras Hashem every morning before kriyas Shema. We follow it right away, we follow it up. That we shall not be put to shame that whenever we have put our bitochen in you. Therefore we find that Yaakov Avinu, who was so afraid of Esav, after he was mispalel, had lost his fears completely. He gathered up his family, which he had divided in two camps. He walks towards Esav. He felt a sublime strength in wrestling with the Sarah shel Esav. For tefillah is the antidote to the lack of bitochen. It is, so to speak, a refuah of fear and worry, even if fear and worry may be justified. However, this is only half of the answer. In addition to tefillah, there's another road, which is a highway to true bitochen, and that is intensive limud haTorah lishmo. The third chapter of Mishlei contains a panegyric, an enthusiastic and ecstatic song of praise by Shlomo HaMelech, but the subject of Limud HaTorah, בני תורוסי אל תשכח, כאורך יומים, שנוס חיים ושולם יוסיפו לך. אשרי אודם מוצא חוכמו, כי תבסחו מכל משחק כסף, תוכי הדעק הנועם וכל נסיבסי השולם, עם חיים לנפשךו, אין סופות, אין סעון. And then at the end it says, Os teilech luvetach da'kecho. Then you walk with bitochon on your road, ve'raglecho le'sikov, and your foot can never stumble. Al tiro mipachat pisom, you won't be afraid of sudden terror, mishoos reshoim kisovo, and from the havoc of reshoim that might come. Chazal explained that last sentence refers to Yaakov Avinu. Vayishkav b'mokom ahu, when he went to Choron, he lay down in this place, in the midst of nowhere, in his correspondence, im tishkav lo sifchot, to the posuk, if you lie down, you don't be afraid. Lo sifchot me'esof, lo sifchot milovon. Why wasn't he supposed to be afraid? Because Yaakov came straight from the Bes Medrash of Shem Ve'eva, where he spent 14 years learning the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So he knew no fear, which is the segula of Limud HaTorah. And we reiterate this truism in our daily tefillah before Kriya Shema in the morning. Bavu avoseinu shebotchu b'cho batalamdim chukei chayim. Because of our forefathers had bitochen in you, and you were teaching them the chukei chayim, the laws of life. Kein dechoneinu selamdeinu. Intensive learning Torah lishmo engenders a saint of calmness, a sense of calmness, of inner peace, of emotional tranquility. This is the reward in this world for our occupation with Torah. Our mind is so filled with Chochmas HaTorah, it is put to rest. There's no place for fear. But how do we teach this to our children? The answer is the same way as we have to teach them Avas Hashem and Yir Shemayim, namely by our own example. Children are very keen observers of their parents' sincerity, more than the parents realize. And it starts already at an early age. I remember when I was about 6 years old, my saintly grandmother, Aleha Sholem, took me on a boat ride on Lake Luzerne in Switzerland. About 5 minutes before landing, the steamboat lets out a very powerful blast to announce its arrival to the attendants on the shore. I was so frightened, I held tightly on to the sleeves of my grandmother's, shaking all over. So she said to me, I've never forgotten it, a frum child is never scared. Don't you know Hashem is always right here with us? Let us make no mistake. To be scared is very normal. It's even sometimes important, because it breeds caution. Even a courageous person is also afraid. He only overcomes his sense of fear. Bitochen has to be learned. And as we have said, there are two avenues to reach it, tefillah and Limud HaTorah. When we practice it as parents with sincerity, we do not have to worry about our children following our example. There is no panacea for chinuch habonim. And I may say so, there is no medicine for the sickness of the lack of the chinuch of parents. the chinuch which parents have to acquire by their own initiative. Because without self-education of parents, the chinuch of their children is extremely difficult, if not almost impossible. We need the rebbes, the mechanchim, to enhance the chinuch of the parents. And that applies equally to learning of Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebaalpeh, and to the learning of Midos and Derech Eretz. Unfortunately, those last two items are sorely lacking in our own circle. Please forgive me for being so candid. If fathers and mothers practice Midas Tovas, respect, gratitude, courtesy to each other, and the avoidance of Lashon Hara and Kaas, the overemphasis on food and clothing and money and covet, if they try not to denigrate others, especially in front of the children will naturally emulate their example. The same applies to Bitochon. The parsha of this Shabbos proclaims, Kedoshim Tiyu, Kikodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then it is followed immediately by the mitzvah, Ish Ima V'Ov Tiro, which we translate respect for parents, but means much more. But what it definitely means is if parents practice Kedoshim Tiyu in their own lives, they have a right to expect respect from their children, that the children obey the commandments of Ovi V'Imo Tiro, even when they grow up. And that really summarizes the whole little bit of wisdom which I was privileged to present to you today. Thank you.
Yes, Rav Schwab. I don't believe there's any questions in the answer period after this. I don't think there's no question. No, there's no question in the answer period after this. And I think next thing, at the evening session, perhaps, you'll be able to ask some questions of the Rav. Thank you.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three, one, 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 one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test, test, 1, 2. Test, 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 1, 2. If someone... Okay. You got it in there?
Go up to the front, I want you.
Which one, the podium mic? Okay, count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there anything coming out there? Common? 1, 2, check, check, check. Is there anything coming into the tape?
Elias, to introduce Rav Schwab.
The noon, we were talking about the Churban Europa as a break, a dangerous break in Mesoiris Israel. It is a rare and important opportunity for us to be exposed to the guidance of those who had the schus to be mistoifev betzilom shegidoyli Yisroel of the pre-Holocaust generation. We have the schus now to hear from Hagohen Rav Shimon Schwab, who was still in the mechitze of the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Chaim Oizer, Rav Chonam Wasserman, and who was able to carry the mesoiris, or ovois, from Germany to America, to build kehilos, moistos achinuch, today to be a manik, a moire derech for Torah Jewry in this country in general. It is my covet to introduce my personal mentor, Moiri v'Rabbi, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Harav Schwab.
Bishus Rosh HaYeshiva, Bishus Moronu, Rabonu, Rabosai, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This is the second Seder of the double parsha, which we, it's Hashem, we shall read tomorrow. Kodosh means Muvdal Umufrash. It means to be outside of something, separated and distanced from something. Therefore, the border cities in Eretz Yisrael were all called Kodesh. Hinei anachnu Kodesh ir getzei gebulecha. It's the end of a gebul. So there was Kodesh Barnea in the south and Kodesh Naphtali in the north. Now, Kodesh Boch is called Kodosh because he is not chas v'sholem identical with his bria, but he is outside, he is muvdal u'mufresh, above and beyond the whole creation, l'mala min ha-teva, and he is doing whatever he wants, b'evyonim etachtonim ketzoyne. But HaKodesh Baruch Hu says ki kodesh oni. The reason for Kedoshim Tiyu is because he has planted a spark of his Kedusha Kaviyochel into our minds, into our hearts. So we too can be, to a certain extent, muvdal u'mufresh, lemala of our own teva, and become independent from our natural impulses and urges and instincts and drives, starting from simple self-control all the way up to Mesiras Nefesh Mamish, Al Kiddush HaMashmoyis Baruch. It's no coincidence that Parshas Kedoshim always comes out in the midst of the Sfira period. The Sfira begins Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. The Torah says when the sickle first starts to cut off the standing stalks of barley grain. The Chazal have learned from that word Bakoma that the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'oma must be asmachta. It must be done while we are standing. Atikra bekomo ele bekomo. Which seems to be lecha'ora very, very far-fetched. What does one to do with the other? Unless we say that it has the meaning that we ourselves are supposed to identify ourselves with the koma. Bali is machal behema, and we are supposed to cut ourselves off. That means we are supposed to be muvdel umufrosh and not connected anymore, not mechubel oretz. He is still mechubel oretz, whose animal drives the nefesh abahamis, still mechubel oretz is called am oretz. And we are, whenever we count sphere, we are supposed to repeat this 49 times to become elevated, moved to the mufrish, to rarefy and to sanctify our animal nature until we are worthy and ready for Kabbalah Satorah. So the Chazal explained, Kedoshim Tiyu refers especially Prushim Tiyu min Aroyas. Means there is a geder shel ervo. It means there's a wall. And we are supposed to be outside of the wall. Have no contact with anything that borders on immorality. So there are various aspects of Kedoshim Tiyu. They have one thing in common, and that's called Tzinius. The word Tzinius is translated with modesty, but it's a very poor translation. Tzinius means concealment. It has a different connotation when it's applied to different aspects of Kedoshim Tiyu. The Isha Shunamis talks to her husband about Elisha Hanovi, who is a frequent guest in their house. Hineinu yodati ki ish elekim kodeshu. I know that the ish elekim, Hanovi, Elisha, is a kodesh. So the Chazal asked a strange question. Meichan Yoda, how did you know that he was a kodesh? So they say there are two simonim by which you can recognize. But we see from here that one may be an ishalekim, but not a kodesh. Because the earmark of a kodesh is tznius. That means, atznea leches is gedusha. He conceals himself. Nobody should know about it. That's why we say in Nishmas Bekerev Kedoshim Tiskadosh or Tishalo. Inside of the Kedoshim. Inside. The Kedush is inside. And it's all based on the Posek Atzneya Leches Im Hashem Elokecha. Im Hashem Elokecha means you go together with Hashem Elokecha because he is the Atzneya Leches per excellence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself. And he conceals it. All we see is nature and mikre and statistics. But there's the Rabbanu Shalom. He's a sanua. And the Novi tells us, Hatzneya leches im Hashem Elokecha. You shall do with the Rabbanu Shalom, also be Hatzneya leches. That means the Olam HaRuchni inside of you shall be concealed from the eyes of the world. That's why the Ish Tzenua doesn't flaunt in public his Tzidkes, his Gadlus, his Rizus, his Zehirus, his Anivus. He makes every effort to appear like an Odom Poshet. When Chana was mispalel for a child, she says she'll be Zera Anoshim, seed of man. Strange word. The Chazal say Zera Amuvla Ben Anoshim. Somebody who is not conspicuous amongst people. Although the real meaning is Zera Sheshokel Geshnei Anoshim, like Moshe V'Aaron. But it should be so inconspicuous. Lagutz, Laoruch, not attracting any special attention to himself. He shouldn't stand out in the ground, in the crowd. Well, let's make no mistake. When it comes to Kiyum HaMitzvos, when it comes to staying away from an Avera, we shall do so proudly, being unashamed, make no apologies. Al Yisbayish, Mipnei HaMaligim. Don't be embarrassed, the people laugh at us. But when we deal with our inner self-improvement, Shviras HaMidus, the Chumras, the Anhogas, the Siyogim, which a person may apply to himself, and is supposed to be, all this is supposed to be going on inside the heart. And when we, Chas V'Sholem, are supposed to suffer pain, Cholila, Chazal say, Kabbalas HaYisurim, to accept the Yisurim, means Shtikusa V'Tzilusa, silence, don't tell anybody about it, and be mispalel to Rabbanu Shalom. Everything's supposed to be inside. And there is let me give you a very trivial mussel. The more adoma doma to a thermos bottle. To retain the heat inside, the thermos must be cold outside. When the thermos is warm outside, something is cracked inside and the contents is cool. Now, we learn in the Braisa, if somebody learns the Lomet Torah Lishmo, one of the things that you give him in a Shemaim is Holech V'Hovet Tzenua, becomes more and more Tzenua. That means the inner glow, which is fills his heart, is a reflection of Kvod Hashem and mustn't be exposed to the outside world. So while all this does not apply to Anoshim Pshutim Kamoni, but we're far from that category. But we all have to learn from that, at least not to brag our frumkeit, our tzidkes, our generosity, our ehrlichkeit. Let us think for a moment about the Mishkan. Nobody but Aaron HaKohen ever saw the exquisite beauty, splendor, and glory of the Aron HaKodesh and the Kaporos and the Kruvim. Nobody but Aaron HaKohen Ubonov. And for 40 years, Pinchas was not even allowed. Two sons, Aaron HaKohen, three people, were allowed to see all the beauty of the Oren and the Shulchan, Mizbeach HaZov, the golden Kroshim, the silver Adonim, at the parochas, the yerias, the kruvim and the krosim. It was so richly described in the Torah over and over again, because the Mishkan itself was covered completely with the yerias izim, with a blanket, a curtain, covering even the Adonim. Nothing was exposed. The appearance of the Mishkan, Rashi compares in Parshas Truma, Salpi Chazal, Kekalo Hatznuo, Shemechaso Betzoi Vesponeo. Like a sneeze, the Kekalo, who covers with her face with a veil. The lesson is that Kedusha is inside. The beauty, the exquisite beauty of Kedusha, whether this is in a Beis HaMikdash, whether this is in a man or a woman who is Domei LeBeis HaMikdash, in a tzaddik, it's supposed to be visible to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But outside, it's all covered. Kadoshim Tiyu means avoid exposure, and that refers to all, men and women. Except there is an additional Gedusha attached to Bnos Yisroel. David HaMelech, he sings in Tehillim, Bnoseinu Chesavios Mechotovos Tavnis Hecho. Our daughters are like standing in corners, but they are carved in the same shape as the Hecho. They are replicas of the Beis HaMikdash. And we are talking about Kokvudo Bas Melech Penima. We ask ourselves, why do women not wear talis and tefillin? They mekayim other mitzvahs voluntarily, she'ein hazman geroma, lulav, and shofar. Because tzitzis means lesusuru achrei levavchem achrei neichem, don't follow your heart, your eyes, asha'atem zonim achareim, because if you do so, you go astray. Visem kedoshim lelakechem. That means tzitzis. And tefillin means roh kol amo ores kishem Hashem nikro olecho v'yoru mimeko. All world shall see how the name of Hashem is called upon us. So we wear the talis and tefillin for 1 hour, maybe less, tefillah shachas. The tznius clothing of Jewish women, they preach that sermon. They proclaim that all day long when they are visible to others. Their clothing means, l'sesuru achrei levavchem achrei neichem, Ashatem zonim achareim, v'yisem kedoshim lelakeichem. And if a married woman wears her hair covered, it means, v'roch olam ha'ores, k'shem Hashem nikra lecho v'yoro mimeka. So why should they put on talis and tefillin? The feminists will not accept this answer. The lack of tznius brings out the worst in the nefesh ha'bahamis. And the tznius clothing inspires the very best of our nishmas elokam imah. The Torah describes our mother Rivka, v'hanaro tovas mare ma'ot besulo ve'ish lo yado. So Shimshon Hirschfeld, he says in his Perush Chumash, The usual expression is Asher lo yodo ish. Ish lo yodo means something else. It means that her tznius was so princely and so dignified that no man could know her. Nobody would be able to be mahara for her. It was impossible to know about, to think about her. That means that's the effect of tznius. And Ritznius does not only refer to clothing and touching, it also refers to the behavior. The opposite we call pritzus. It refers to talk. The opposite we call nivulpeh. It refers to our eyes, the reading of certain books and magazines and lurid advertisements, and kal vachomer to television, which is the deadly poison for Kedushas Yisrael. So to summarize it, Tznius is not hiding something which is shameful. That's called busha. Tznius means concealing something which is saintly, hiding it from exposure, only to be visible to the eyes of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's similar to the exquisite writing of a sofer, a beautiful writing of tefillin and mezuzahs. The sofer sees it, and then he hides it in the bottom. Nobody sees it. Only sees the outside. Because Kiddush is inside. We call the Rabbanu Shel Olam Melech HaOlam. Olam comes from the word Ne'olam. Because the real world is the world, the Ruchnistike world. And there is Melech HaOretz Kevoda. But we don't see it. It's Ne'olam. It's Ne'olam. All we see is the Melech, the Malchus. We see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can recognize that his Bruim HaNifloim, B'Shamayim V'Oretz, but the inside beauty, the Malochim see it, maybe. They also ask, Ayim Mekam Kavoda. But it's only for Rabbanu Shel Olam, just Ne'olam. So from all this, we can summarize that Kedoshim Tiyu is certainly not a recipe for an easygoing kind of Judaism. It is a road which goes steadily uphill, like the road from Eretz Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. Malin Bakodesh. And not everybody can reach to the top, and reach the top of the. But nobody is exempt from trying. He who comes to purify himself, one helps him. It doesn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesayelo. Yesayelo means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that everything, the whole Bria helps. All systems are go. Once he really means sincerely, Boletaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes all circumstances, everything will help him to reach, go up on this road. And then when we walk on this road, step by step, let us take along our children and our Talmidim. And if the children, Talmidim, are running faster and further than we, the elders, let us be very proud of them and very grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our chinuch has finally paid off. Because at the end of that road there stands Eliyahu HaNovi and is waiting Le'eshiv Le'ev Bonos Al Bonim Al Ovos Bonim Al Avoso V'hu Yevaselona B'Sarus Tovos Yeshuas V'Nechomas. Guten Shabbos.
Thank you, Rav Schwab. Lichtzündnis in